Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Well, a very good evening to everybody. And yes, this is Victoria, and entertainment co-host Michael Kay is with us tonight. How are you, darling? What's going on with you, MK?
I'm doing well, just enjoying the rain. I was having a nice little errand run, and I walk everywhere, so I got caught in the rain today, and quite frankly, it was quite delicious, but glad to be here.
I know, and we are actually going to be talking about recycling is the main focus of the show tonight. So Jackie King with Smart is going to join us in a few seconds, but all of us wanted to let our listeners know that we are also following two sort of breaking news stories. First, Iran freed the two U.S. Hikers. I saw a video of them getting off the airplane, and their families was there, and I'm sure they are very happy to be out of that prison and to be home with their families. But, MK, the second big story that's taking place right now, even as we speak, in Georgia, Troy Davis, the convicted cop killer, was scheduled to be executed today at 7 p.m., but his lawyers have asked the Supreme Court to stop the execution. So, MK, right now it seems to be in limbo, but I know you're on the Internet, so you probably have the latest, don't you?
Yeah, from Jackson, Georgia, ABC News is reporting that Troy Davis's execution was delayed tonight as the Supreme Court weighed arguments by Davis's legal team. Earlier today, a judge refused to halt execution from the death row after a last-minute appeal by his attorneys. So apparently this case is very, very funny. There isn't enough evidence, and yet he was still convicted, and everybody, I've received so many emails as to trying to create a thread to actually create the stay of execution. So it's a very, very funny. I don't know why they're trying to pin this on this guy. I really, with the information I have, again, I'm not an attorney. I just there's not enough evidence. So it is very,
well,
very
and
hard.
You know, and you know what's interesting too, and I in my journalism career have covered different stories in terms of execution and is it even right you know, to actually execute a person. But I think in cases like him, especially when you've got witnesses you know, back in the day who were very young, who said things, and in some cases I think they basically said they felt like they were sort of forced to say those things because of the police. But it's kind of one of those things, when you execute somebody, you can't bring them back. I mean, it's final, it's done. So I just, you know, kind of feel like if there's any, you know, if there's one shred of evidence, or if there's one shred of you thinking that, you know, perhaps, maybe, then, you know, life in prison is completely different versus execution, because that's final.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, the red flag in this case is that his offer to take a polygraph test was rejected. So that really is something indicative of something bigger than what's happening. So I just don't understand how a polygraph, which in these cases is very effective in determining truth versus falsehood. So, it's a sad case either way.
Troubling. It's troubling,
yeah.
So
very troubling.
MK and I are going to continue to follow that story as we talk about recycling. We've got the fabulous, fabulous Jackie King, who is joining us. Jackie is the executive director of SMART, and that's a nonprofit organization. And Jackie, hi. Thank you for being here, darling.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to telling you a little bit more about textile recycling.
Right.
And we are very, very interested in hearing that. But you'll have to forgive Michael and I, because we are, as I just mentioned, following the Troy Davis story out of Georgia. So if something happens, we'll probably kind of, you know, just kind of slip that in there just to let our listeners know, because I know a lot of them are very concerned and also watching that case. But Jackie, tell me about how is it that you got into the business of recycling textiles and all of that good stuff?
Well, actually, I'm the executive director for SMART, which, as you mentioned, is a nonprofit association. So our members have been in the recycling business for many years. The association was founded in 1932, And what our members do is recycle used clothing, textiles, a variety of textile materials, and make them into other products or resell them as used clothing or also use them for wiping materials. And it's an industry that's grown over the years. It's nearly a $1 billion industry, and they're very much a green industry because almost nearly 100% of the materials that are recycled as textiles are reused again. And, you know, that's a great story that I think a lot of people aren't aware of.
Yeah, that is true. And, in fact, we were having a bit of a discussion before the show even started, and I was thinking about textiles and just what we were going to talk about tonight. And, you know, it is interesting because you do have clothes and sort of things that you use, and when you get rid of them, whether you take it to the thrift store, whether you hand it down to family and friends, you know, you just kind of get rid of it. But I don't think people really think in terms of what that next life is for that piece of material.
Right, and that's so true. And I think the other thing that concerns us and is, you know, certainly our reason for trying to raise awareness is there are a lot of people that throw things away, and these materials end up in a landfill, which, you know, causes, you know, greater, you know, materials going into a waste stream that don't need to go there. EPA has found that the average person has 10 pounds of textiles or used clothing that they throw away a year, and that's quite a bit of waste. And I think that there's so much more that can be done. The EPA has also said that only about 5% of textiles that 5% of textiles make up waste in landfills. And so, you know, we could do a lot to eliminate that from happening. So, you know, we want to try to educate people that they can recycle practically any clothing or textile they have in their home, even if it's a lot of times people think, well, if it's got a tear in it or if it's missing a button, you know, can I really recycle that? Can I donate that to my charity? And the answer is yes, you can, because if they can't use it again to resell it, they will sell it to a lot of our members who then can make it into something else. And so it really does, you know, have a life that goes on beyond what you would think.
And Michael Kay, I was just thinking about you because, Jackie, Michael and I are two big craft nuts, and we love crafts and paper and, you know, doing the whole thing in terms of material. And when you said about maybe a piece of clothing having a tear or a button, I was thinking Michael would probably, you'd probably fix that up and continue to use it, wouldn't you, MK?
Well, I would, but that's just the way I roll. Plus, I'm a big we donate a lot to the Cancer Society. I do those drop-offs in because now that I'm my newly svelte shape after losing 80 pounds, there's a lot of clothes that
wow.
I don't wish to ever revisit. I
Congratulations.
Know, I'm proud of me, absolutely. But yeah, it's there's so many ways to recycle. Actually, Delaware just instituted a policy 2 months ago where everybody got a free recycling bin. So I can't believe, and really I haven't been a recycler for several years, but I can't believe how much my garbage has gone down because everything
exactly.
I can turn into something else. And it's just really quite hilarious.
Yeah, and it really
exactly.
makes
That's
you
probably
feel...
what you want, right?
Exactly, and it makes you feel good about yourself that, hey, you know, this is going to be used again for something else. Now, you know, unfortunately, textile recycling hasn't become as prominent as what, you know, you're describing in Delaware, because normally that is, you know, your traditional products like bottles and cans and paper. However, you know, one of our goals is to help municipalities or state governments develop textile recycling programs, so at least there would be a facility at, you know, their collection sites or through, you know, their landfills to have some place where the textiles can be recycled. And, you know, our members are certainly working with those kind of municipalities and agencies to do that so that they can, you know, can have a recycling program and people aren't going to just throw things away and make it become as prominent as the forms of recycling that we're also familiar with from what we do from curbside recycling.
Right.
And talk about your members, because I know that in terms of looking at your website, and by the way, the website is fabulous, so MK and I did put the link to the website inside the chat room, but if you're listening and you're not on the computer, you'll find it on our information. It's www.smartasn.org that has a great short history, talk about consumer and advocates news, how you can join SMART, also events, and also just a lot of good and useful information. But I know this is not only in the U.S. I mean, you guys deal with other countries, right?
Exactly, and our membership is international, and certainly there is a connection internationally with how the materials are then reused or have another life. You know, certainly a percentage of the clothing that our members are able to collect through, you know, different areas, they will then resell some of it here in the United States, but a lot of it is exported. And a lot of times, you know, that clothing is an affordable source of clothing because so many countries where people do not have as much money to spend on new clothing, they've got that opportunity to buy very good high-quality used clothing. And, you know, again, it has another life, and it's not being thrown away. You know, we have found that it also helps to create in those countries, and a lot of them are lesser developed countries, kind of little micro economic climates there where people are they're setting up their market where people can come and buy. There's a market for people to do tailoring to kind of reinvent the clothing. For example, it doesn't fit exactly, so they've got people there. And to provide these materials that otherwise it would be very difficult for them to afford. So, you know, that's a large part of what that section of our members do. And another section, you know, not just internationally, but we have a lot of our members who are in the fiber conversion business, which is really very interesting. They can take materials and make it into a fiber that then can be used for so many different things you wouldn't think of. You know, for example, car insulation, carpet padding, you know, just a whole variety of things, as well as the other section of our membership, which takes a lot of the used clothing but also other kinds of textiles like sheets and towels and then makes them into wiping rags or cloths. So it
you know,
really is diverse.
Yeah, and you know what I was just thinking because I got kind of excited. I'm sorry for interrupting you. But
no problem.
This weekend, so I had my niece and nephew, Davy and DJ, and I took them. We went all over D.C. I kind of pegged it exploring, you know, Washington. And two places that I took them to, of course, kids love the playground, but MK and Jackie, it was so cool because two of the playgrounds that I took them to, there was sort of an educational sign that talked about the materials that were used to create that playground were recycled from different material. And it was just really, really cool because, you know, for example, the flooring, I guess you would say, I remember kind of sitting on it and feeling it, and I couldn't quite figure out what type of material it was because it was very – it wasn't hard. It was soft, but you could tell it was a very durable material. And it was very cool because the sign explained that when the kids jump, that it actually sort of absorbs the shock in terms of the kids' legs and their shins as opposed to them just jumping on flat concrete. So it's interesting that we're having this conversation because just this weekend, you know, two playgrounds that I took them to, the playgrounds were really touting the fact that all the materials that were used to build those playgrounds came from recycling material.
Wow.
Oh, very good.
Made me feel pretty good.
Well, it does. It makes you feel good in that, you know, that we're not, you're not, and the other thing besides, you know, you're giving another life is that, you know, there's so much energy conservation involved, you know, when you're not making something new again, you're not, you know, if you guys are into crafts or whatever, you're making something out of something else, which doesn't have to be manufactured. You know, go through the whole processing of, you know, creating a, you know, fabric and cloth for a shirt. It's already been done, and then you're just finding a new use for it. We have some of our members who do some really creative things with, they'll collect, you know, for example, a lot of the things that they'll collect is not just cloth that you would think of, but leather left over from bags or belts, and they'll make them into other things, especially if there's some, you know, hot trend in kind of the vintage or retro market. They'll decide they're going to take leather and make it into leather hot pants because that happens to be the hot fashion thing. So, again, it's just reusing those materials again, which is just makes it – it makes you feel good, and it's exciting because it's something that, you know, it's fitting with the whole green movement.
And, you know, that's what I was getting ready to ask Michael Kay, because Michael and I kind of pride ourselves on – you know, trying to sort of be on the pulse in terms of what's going on in society and the culture. And and MK, I know that you are one of those people that in terms of the environment and being green, that's something that you live your life by. So, MK, wouldn't you say, though, that you think the world and Americans in general are really moving towards that sort of energy and green as opposed to, you know, the world being a nation of just consumers?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with, pardon me, things like information, the information superhighway and social networks that gather and garner people together to go ahead and really realize the importance of recycling any household item, including sweaters or what have you. We're reaching a critical mass here, I think, not only in the country but in the world, where we have to become so absolutely eco-socially responsible, because resources are going by the wayside. There is so much devastation in the world's landscape that begins and ends with us. We the people, I hate to go ahead and use that term, have to really become aware and help out in this, because there is so much, like I said, so much devastation happening. I turn off the news and I get my information on the wire, and it's troubling. It really is troubling, and this environmental movement is so incredibly important, and I'm really, really pleased that we're doing this show, because a lot of people, I think a lot of people still don't know the value of recycling or don't even know the purpose of reducing their carbon footprint. And even though with the mass media, a lot of people just think, oh, it's a bottle. It doesn't matter that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. We are talking today with a wonderful lady, and you can tell that she loves what she does. Jackie King is the executive director of SMART, and it's a nonprofit organization. And we've been talking about recycling of secondary materials and textiles. Jackie, if anybody is interested in learning more about your organization or, in fact, how they can help, what do you suggest?
Well, you know, you gave a plug earlier on, which I appreciate, for our website. So you can certainly learn more about what our members do by going to our website, which is www.smartasn.org. Also on there, which is something I wanted to mention as well, if people want to begin recycling, you know, we recommend, you know, donating their textiles or used clothing to, you know, their favorite charity, or, you know, using a neighborhood collection drive that might be available, or even if their, you know, local government municipality may have some textile recycling events, or even just using thrift shops, you know, those areas. If you're looking for a place to recycle, on our website we actually have what we call a widget, which will let you put in your zip code, and it will tell you where in your area there are some collections or donations. And a lot of them are charities that people are familiar with, like Goodwill, Salvation Army, those kind of places. But one thing, just back kind of on Michael's point, is the whole raising the awareness. I think a lot of that's got to start, you know, with individuals, but then reaching out to your governments and saying, hey, why don't you have textile recycling? Why isn't there some facility here, you know, if I'm going to be taking my materials to a landfill, or if there's a collection area for other kinds of things that could be recycled, why not, you know, encourage them to do textile recycling as well? And a lot of times that's a real benefit to the community, because, you know, they're going to get paid by our members or by companies like our members for those textiles that are being collected. And so that, you know, ends up helping all of us, because that means that, you know, if it helps to defray some of the costs of the textile or the community recycling programs, that's going to lower our taxes, you know, and save us all money.
You're definitely right. And I was kind of just sitting here thinking, in terms of when you talked about going to your local governments, and I was sitting here thinking, and I know for a fact the area that I live in, which is Delaware, Maryland, also like Michael Kay, I do see every now and then public service announcements where they, you know, talk about recycling. But now that I'm having this conversation and having the chance to learn about recycling of textiles, which I have to say I've never really thought much about, that you're right, Jackie, a lot of the education about recycling is focused towards the plastics and the paper as opposed to textiles. So that, you're very, 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 very right about that. So I do think that, you know, to take your advice, it would be great if you talk to your local city council members or, you know, whoever your local officials are in your communities across the U.S. to talk about recycling textiles. Because I'm the type of person, when I go through my closet, I'm such a giver. Michael is a giver, too. We're the type of people, we love to keep our house clean and to pass along things that we're not using that we know that other people can use. So I always feel good about, you know, whether it's giving something to the Salvation Army, to Goodwill. So it's good to know that your group is out there, so that it has another life. And that's just wonderful. I think the work that you guys do is just absolutely tremendous. But, Jackie, I wanted to ask you, you've probably been in this industry for a while, so are you seeing any sort of new trends or anything that, you know, that we need to look out for in the future?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we're trying to make an impact with this is to maybe push this a little bit further, you know, by getting people, raising the awareness of donate, recycle, don't throw away, and get the word out to people like you so that hopefully others will do it. I think that is the biggest thing, is that we're starting to see a little more traction where people are recognizing that, you know, we're a green industry, that our members have been in the recycling business for years, and that there's a lot more that can be done. I think the most exciting part of the industry is that fiber conversion part, because what those people do is can take, you know, a lot of the materials that can't be used for clothing or they can't be used to make wiping cloths, but they can take it and they have machinery that basically can put the whole garment or whatever it is in there, and it makes it into this fiber that then can be used for so many different things. I mean, that can be very exciting. And I mean, even, you know, some of them have equipment that, you know, will take like a whole garment, even if it has buttons or zippers on it, and make it into something else. And so that I would see, is the more exciting part that people think about, wow, they've made it into something else, as opposed to, you know, reusing clothing or making a wiping rag. But I think we're excited because we feel like, you know, we're starting to get some recognition from people about this as a part of, it should be a part of everybody's, regular habit. You maybe don't go through and recycle your clothes every week like you do your bottles and cans, but when you are going through your spring cleaning process and looking at your closet, or, you know, you've inherited some materials from somebody and you don't know what to do with them, we just want to make sure people know not to throw it away, that we don't need to, you know, add to the waste stream, that there is another use for this, be it as clothing for people that need it, or, you know, of fibers that can be converted. You know, we just want to get that word out. That's what's exciting for us.
Great. MK, you've got any questions before we have to let Ms. Jackie go?
Yeah, Jack, I just wanted to know one thing. For example, I give you a whole bag of sweaters. What does that bag of sweaters eventually become?
Well, it depends on the condition of your sweaters. So if your sweaters are in pretty good conditions, it's probably going to live on as a sweater, you know, to somebody else. Eventually, there's always an end of life for things. So if it's not being able to be used as a sweater and you know, it's not going to be something that would be useful for a rag, then you know, what would happen to it is we'd go to a fiber conversion company, and then they could make it into fiber that then could be made into a variety of products.
Right. So they would actually take the sweaters, break down the fibers and actually develop into something? Because I'm always hearing either rubbers being converted to paper or,
right. Or
you know, everything is being done
yeah. That
way. So what kind of products
yeah. Are
actually done with the fiber breakdown?
And a lot of it depends on what the material is made out of, you know, if it's wool versus a blend or if it's cotton. A lot of the things from the fiber conversion industry that they're making are you know, a variety of products, really, but insulation for cars,
carpet
padding, stuffing, you know, for things. That's one of the things that people don't think about either is that stuffed toys. You can recycle those because they then take that material and will use it for something else. But, you know, those things that are broken down as fiber, there's, you know, a variety of things that they make those things into eventually. You know, but insulation is one that a lot of people think about, or in your car is made out of recycled fiber.
Okay, good to know.
Really, really, really good information. Jackie, you know, you are more than welcome to come back and chat with Michael Kay and I anytime. And now that we know and we are smart, no pun intended, that's the name
yeah.
of your organization. Michael and I will certainly make sure that we continue to promote your website and just get the word out about what it is that you are doing. So anytime you've got anything new or you know, a campaign or something that you need to promote, Rob knows how to reach Michael Kay and I. You're more than welcome to come back on. Like I said, I think the work that you do is very important, and it was certainly an honor to have you on the show.
Well, it was great talking with both of you, and we'll certainly keep in touch, and really want to thank you for the opportunity to tell your audience a little bit more about textile recycling.
Thanks, Jackie.
And all of us are the better for it. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks.
And again, everybody, that was Jackie King. Jackie is the executive director of SMART, a nonprofit organization, and their basic goal is recycling textiles. So like I said, you guys, we know we recycle bottles, MK, and plastic and paper. But, you know, the next time you decide to get rid of some clothing or something, like Jackie said, don't throw it in the trash. You know, perhaps you can take it to the Goodwill, or perhaps you can, better yet, go to her website, because, like you said, there's a widget on there, and all you've got to do is plug your zip code in, and they will actually, MK, give you a list of places where you can actually take it. And that website is www.smartasn.org, smartasn.org, and I'm looking at the website right now, and I do see that widget. So I'm going to go ahead and just put my zip code in and see what comes up. So, MK, I'm putting my zip code in. Oh, very cool. In my area, I've got about four or five places. Two of the places, in fact, are new to me. I didn't even know. So I just learned something new myself. So I think you guys should definitely take advantage of that. Just really good information, MK, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, and she was charming. Yeah, I've got three places, actually. I had really no idea that they even existed, so that's really good to know. Yeah, I love Jackie. I think she's full of information, and I really want to go ahead and thank her for doing things right, being on the right side of the tracks, so to speak, with this
mm-hmm.
whole environmental thing, because it's just an abomination how many people throw everything out versus trying to go ahead and make something different.
Right. And, you know, I think it gets back to what Jackie said, and also gets back to what you talked about, and that is education. So if you're able at a very early age to educate your kids and sit down with them and say, hey, you know, I know you're not going to have much use for this anymore, or we're not going to have use for this anymore as a family, but, you know, these clothing shouldn't be thrown away. They actually do have a second life. So let's go ahead and take that, you know, to one of these places so that it can continue on its life. And, you know, like Jackie said, something that I thought was really interesting, so that it's already created. You don't have to go and create, you know, that fabric or that piece of material again to bring something else onto the earth, because it's already there. So go ahead and use what it is that we have, right?
Absolutely. And it's a matter of, I guess the term is called repurposing. You know,
mm-hmm.
some of the bottles that I have are now vases and, you know, quite frankly, you can dance anything up. And in this economic climate, you have got to make something out of nothing. And it's just so important. So.
Yeah, I completely agree. So, again, Jackie King, the website is www.smartasn.org. MK and I, as we continue to do our radio shows here on Blog Talk Radio, this will definitely be one of those websites that we will continue to talk about as we continue to try to educate all of you about textile recycling. But I know also, Michael, you and I, as we were talking to Jackie, was also following the news because there are two major stories taking place right now. First, Iran frees the two U.S. hikers. I just saw a video of them getting off an airplane, and their families were there, so I'm sure that they're excited to be back with their families and out of Iran. The second major story in the U.S., Troy Davis, he was convicted of killing a police officer in Georgia. He was scheduled to be executed today at 7 o'clock, but his lawyers have asked the Supreme Court for a stay of execution. MK, do you have any latest information on that from the wire or anything?
Actually, everything on the wire is still what we have. What I find so interesting, too, is that he was actually convicted of this crime in 1989. Is that the information that you have as well? Because, I mean, this man has been persecuted for years.
Yeah.
I can't believe that the judicial system has really, you know, let this ball drop. And if he was so guilty, why wasn't he actually convicted and sentenced to his fate in 1990? This man has no life left. Even if he gets out from the stay of execution.
And I know something that in fact has been bothering you about the case that you mentioned at the top of the hour as we went on the air was
the
lie detector.
The denial of him taking a polygraph. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, that's what they usually go to. I mean, I watch Nancy Grace. I watch, you know, Judge Judy, and that's usually, you know, I watch Dr. Phil, for God's sake. I mean, why is this type of information being withheld? So I don't know if he's just being used as a scapegoat. That's my guess. Again, I'm not an attorney, and don't send me any emails on it, but I just think
you have a right to voice your. Yeah, I mean, you have a right to certainly voice your opinion. But listen, I want to switch topics because you just mentioned her name, Nancy Grace. So, have you been watching Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, but I have. I couldn't resist. Yes, with Nancy Grace, Chaz Bono, and a bunch of Kristen Cavallari from The Hills, which I never watched, and I have no idea who she is. But you know what? Nancy Grace made it past elimination last night, so you know, she wasn't as bad as one would hope. And actually, I'm wondering if this is going to be the softer side of Nancy, because quite frankly, her hard-hitting news show is what can I say? Nancy's Nancy.
Nancy Grace is one of those people. Either you like her or you just simply can't stand her. I don't see that there's any middle ground.
There's the category where you love to hate her, and that's sort of like where I'm waffling through, because you know I can see the logic that she employs, but yet her delivery sometimes is like, oh gee, Nancy, yoy, God bless you.
Well, and you know what's interesting too, I've been reading some of the blogs and just kind of information and getting people's thoughts about Dancing with the Stars, and it does seem that most people were pleasantly surprised that Nancy did a good job. I mean, they were talking about how Nancy, they thought, did a better job than Rob Kardashian did, and also Chaz Bono. I didn't get a chance to see the entire show, but of course, you know, I saw the highlights. I thought Chaz kicked ass. I mean, Chaz can dance.
Well, you know what? Well, with Cher's mother, you know, Cher's got to impart some kind of rhythm. And quite frankly, I do applaud Jazz from the LGBT crowd. And, you know, he has taken so much flack from the LGBT community. And I don't know why. He's simply a man trying to do what he wants to do. And I think it's a great venue and a great awakening of awareness for America to go ahead. And quite frankly, he's pulling in the ratings. Everybody's tuning in to see how Chaz is doing. Everybody's pulling in to see how Nancy's doing. I think less people are pulling in to see what Nancy's doing.
I, I think Chaz and Nancy, though, will also end up losing a lot of weight, because it's clear whenever people go on, those stars or whoever go on Dancing with the Stars, by the time they're done with that, it's like everybody drops or like half the size they were when they started.
Oh, absolutely. You're talking about rehearsing 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, just to try and go ahead and get the dancing done. So it'll be very interesting to see who's going to go ahead and come out on top. But, yeah, hats off to Chaz. I really have to. Plus, I really like the guy. I really think that he has done a lot of soul searching. It does. It takes a lot of courage to become transgendered, if that's exactly the exact term. I'm not really quite sure, and I am gay. I should know this information, but quite frankly, I think he's a great guy, and he's actually doing it for himself, and I do applaud that.
Right, right, right. And speaking of applauding people, I think I want to give a really big clap to Mike Cullum. Mike has been with us as the show has started. Let's give him a real clap.
Yeah.
So Mike is, Mike Cullum is one of our good friends, and also his name may be familiar because he's joined us at least three or four, maybe even five times on At Home with Victoria. So, Mike, we just wanted to recognize you inside the chat room. I know you're probably at work but listening to the show, and we always do appreciate when you are around on the show. But speaking of shows, we've got about 9 minutes left. So we've got a big show coming up tomorrow. MK, I'll let you go ahead and give us the 411 on that.
We do. We're entertaining Martin Baruch from the A-List New York, from Logo's top reality series. He's going to be joining us to go ahead and talk about parental alienation. And it's actually trying to be criminalized in the U.S. It's mothers, basically, mothers or fathers who are victims of divorce, trying to turn their children against the other spouse. It's a very, very important topic and very much in the forefront right now. And he bared his soul on Logo a couple weeks ago, actually, and that's why I reached out to him. A fantastic man, two kids. He is the partner of Mike Ruiz International Fashion photographer, and Mike has been on our show before with the anti-bullying crusade with Buttons Dixon. So yeah, I'm so interested to go ahead and talk with Martin about that. And then we have Steve Silverman from the multi-award-winning web series Pretty coming on the last part of the show to talk about season three of Pretty. And also, he attended the Emmys for the first time this year. So
yes.
I'm there, and the Governor's Ball. Wouldn't you kill to go to the Governor's Ball? I mean, how cool would that be?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I am. You know, we love all of our guests, you know, that come on At Home with Victoria, but I'm super excited to talk with both of those guys tomorrow, and especially to pick Steve's brain and to hear his stories about the Governor's Ball and who he saw and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it definitely is going to be a fun show. But just to give a last plug before Michael Kay and I end the conversation tonight on At Home with Victoria, we talked about recycling, and it was Jackie King, who's the executive director of SMART. And like you said, MK, she gave some really good information.
Absolutely. And you can go ahead and actually reach out to her at www.smartasn.org. Go ahead and click on there and type in your zip code to go ahead and find out recycling agencies in your area. Don't throw the sweaters away. Don't throw the cotton shirts away. Just go ahead and log on. But, yeah, she was a fantastic guest, Vic.
Yeah, she was, and I know that we'll be hearing more from her. But, MK, I love you. We are going to – I think we've got a time that we can end with a song tonight. I always let you pick the song. Anything in particular that you
would
like to
hear? You know what? I'm going to let you choose tonight, because I'm so excited because on Friday we have SJ Acoustic and Joshua Stedman coming on. They're going to be developing their own brand of music, which I'm very, very excited for. I know we don't have any of SJ or Josh in there, but I'm putting some in the morning. But I'm going to let you pick, News Lady. I think you got great taste.
All right. Well, you know how much I love Shannon, and you know she's not a professional singer in the sense of Shelley and Tara.
Love my Shannon.
And Tommy, and yes, and all of those. And she was so kind enough to send me her rendition of The Rose. So I guess I'll go ahead and end with our friend. Yeah, I'll go ahead and end with Shannon. She's a very special listener and friend from the United Kingdom. So, MK, I love you, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow, okay?
Love you tons. Much thanks to Mike Cullop, my brother from another mother, man. Have a great night, everyone.
With Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.